Governor Cuomo has something called his Energy Highway. We are anticipating a large turnout, and we would love for as many people to come as possible.
So large a turnout that you had to change the venue, apparently, for this meeting.
This group was formed around the start of the year, end of last year, called the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition.
That if you're going to do all of that, the first thing that you need to do is demonstrate to us that it's actually necessary, that there really is no need.
This is Community Power, a monthly series of reports on the Governor's Energy Highway, the popular resistance that inspired, and the Cultural Resources Survey of Livingston.
Start at the bottom and you pick them from the ground, and you pick that tree clean all the way around. Then you set up your ladder and you climb up high, and you're looking through the leaves at the clear blue sky. Hey ho, makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
So today I'm talking to Pam Klein from Farmers and Families for Livingston. How are you doing, Pam?
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Thanks for talking to us today.
My pleasure. We bought the house. Milt Meisner, who was our realtor, put this photograph of the house in the Register Star.
Mm-hmm.
And people just roared with laughter because it was in such disrepair. And
yeah,
they thought it was a joke. But it really wasn't a joke. It took us about 5 years to do the restoration. And now you see what we have.
Yeah, looks beautiful. So we're standing in the original home.
We are.
And it was built in...
It was built in 1730. It was Dutch. The front of the house actually faces the stream, which most Dutch houses in this area did. And there was a road that went up to Albany, which is the flat area here. And I can show that to you when we look out. So I started to explain that what we were standing in originally was the kitchen. And that is newly built, but out of old materials. It had been just a barn attached to the house and wasn't architecturally important. So we took it down in order to put all the to-code things in, like the staircase and all of our plumbing fixtures,
right,
the bathrooms. But now we're in the original part of the house, and there are three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
The den, the dining room, and the living room. The living room was the first original part of the house, and then the other two rooms were added within the next 20, 30 years. So that's a free-hung Dutch fireplace,
which
is very characteristic of Dutch houses. And the Dutch doors open separately from the top and the bottom. And then this lets you see the flat area in the front of the house that was the original old road going up to Albany, and there's the Taconic Stream.
Right.
Yes, so the front of the house is actually has a lot of character and is very beautiful. When you drive up to the house now, you don't come on this old road. You come on the new road through the orchard underneath the power lines, which is one that we put in.
Right. So there was no road back here when you bought
there
the
house? There was no road back here.
See.
No. This is the original staircase, which you can see why we had to build another one to code, because it's
These are
very tiny.
These are definitely not code
no.
stairs.
And it
narrow
it,
and steep.
It goes up to one of the bedrooms. We reproduced all of the moldings from original moldings that we had found in the house. The walls were originally wattle and daub, which is kind of a mud and straw mixture. And we had to raise the house in order to put a basement underneath it so that we could put our heating system
right.
and plumbing in. And when we did that, all the walls collapsed, except for one wall, which I saved and put behind plexiglass, which I can show you if you're interested in seeing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The floors are all wide board floors, and these are very typical Dutch beams that are in the ceiling. Most of the walls have been whitewashed. In the dining room, there's a mural. It was painted by a very famous man who did faux painting. He also did the floors and the doors in the house. And he painted all of my favorite primitive paintings along with a painting of the house itself.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Robert Jackson is his name.
Jackson.
So here we are back in the kitchen and going into the den. If we were to look in this closet behind the plexiglass, you'll see what the original walls were.
Right.
So when they all fell down, that meant we had to replaster all of the walls,
right,
which we did, as opposed to putting up sheetrock. We tried to be as historically correct as we could. We listened to the house. We unearthed original features, and then where they needed to be reproduced, we reproduced them. All the windows are completely made by hand, copying the ones that were originally here. And I can show you one interesting bedroom upstairs.
Sure.
If you'd like to see that.
Yeah.
This originally was a loft, and then we did divide it into three bedrooms. So there are some smaller bedrooms here, and the second one. And a nice canopy bed.
Yeah.
This one has the staircase that comes
right
up from downstairs. And then finally, the most wonderful bedroom is this one because it has a Dutch cupboard bed.
Oh, wow.
And all the children really love this because they can play hide and seek in it. And
sure.
In real life, it would have probably been downstairs in the living room. Because they did all of their living in that one room, so they just had their bed right there, and they could close it up, and it looked like a cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
But up here, we have it in what we refer to as the grandchildren's nursery.
Right. Looks like.
Yeah. And they have a good time.
Yeah.
All of the paint colors were chosen to be historically correct for the period. Generally, I like blues and not really earthy colors,
mm-hmm.
but this house did not want to be blue. This house wanted to be brown and green and tan, and it definitely had a mind of its own.
Uh-huh. Stubborn.
Yes, well, you know, the colors just didn't look right until we decided to try to really reproduce what was here.
Right.
The only original blue that we found was here on the ceiling of this room, the den.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't realize it was blue. It was painted yellow.
Uh-huh.
And then I whitewashed it, and the paint did not adhere. It started to peel off, and the more I scraped, the more I found this wonderful blue paint underneath.
Mm. That's a lot of scraping.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The $1 million ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So the doors are all original or found replaced. Replaced by something that was very typical of this house.
Well, it's beautiful. I love what you've done with it.
Well, it took us about 5 years. And it was a labor of love.
I bet. 5 years. Were you able to live here for any substantial part of that time?
No, only raccoons lived here.
Yeah.
And before the raccoons, migrants lived here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I said earlier, it never had any heat, plumbing, or electricity.
Right.
When we bought it.
Sure.
No, fortunately, we had another house in Clawbrick where we lived while we were working on this.
That's right.
And, We fortunately had someone who was very much into Dutch houses. His specialty was restoring Dutch houses. His name was Ed Klingler.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his brothers, Rick and Jim, worked on the house. And during that five-year period, they had three children, and one of them got married. And
mm-hmm.
They were like part of the family.
Yeah.
Recently, I added something modern to the house, which I didn't feel really took away from the old character of the house. I'd always wanted a sun porch, so I added this room. And it's added to the outside of the house, so if anyone later on felt like they needed to take it off, it didn't in any way harm the integrity of the house.
Gotcha.
But meanwhile, I get to have this wonderful sunroom, and it feels like you're kind of outside when you're inside.
Right, right. It's lovely. Like one of these myself.
Yes.
Someday, maybe.
Chimneys are very typically Dutch chimneys. They're actually made with old Dutch bricks.
Nice. Did you find them on the property, or did you have to
look around? No, we had to research and find them. Yeah. Yeah. So the fireplaces are all rebuilt with the Dutch bricks also.
Gotcha. And you said these were shed dormers.
Yes. The other type of dormer on later houses are traditionally the peak dormers that you see on most. But these are called shed dormers.
Yeah, yeah.
Tune in tomorrow where we'll hear the second part of my interview with Pam Klein of Families and Farmers of Livingston, where we'll talk about Families and Farmers of Livingston, the governor's energy highway, and the organizing around opposing it.
Hey, home makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
Community Power is produced for Wave Farms, WGXC 90.7 FM in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Hey, home makes you feel so funny when you're walking through a town and you got no money. Hey, home makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey, ho, well, you feel so down, picking up windfalls, crawling on the ground. Hey, ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Hey, ho, well, you lose your mind if you sing this song about 100 times. Hey, ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.